USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump met with top Democrats to discuss improving the nation's infrastructure.
This was a very, very good start.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president agreed with Democrats to spend $2 trillion on infrastructure.
We're very excited about the conversation that we had with the president.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a very productive meeting.
Building infrastructure of America has never been a partisan issue.
Schumer was asked how the Democrats can hope to work with the president while the House leads investigations into him.
I believe we can do both at once.
No congressional Republicans took part in the session. One suspect is in custody after a shooting at the University of North Carolina that left two people dead and four others wounded. Three of the victims are in critical condition. There's still no word from officials on a motive for the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A scare for a TV legend. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Larry King experienced a health scare last Thursday and had to undergo a heart procedure. King remains in the hospital after undergoing an angioplasty and stent procedure. Now, to be clear, his doctors say in a statement, and contrary to published reports, he did not have a heart attack and did not go into cardiac arrest. The broadcaster expected to make a full recovery. He'll be released from the hospital soon, according to a spokesperson.
The Washington Post is reporting that special counsel Robert Mueller wrote a letter to Attorney General William Barr complaining that Barr's four-page summary of his Russia investigation report didn't fully capture the context, nature, and substance of their conclusion. Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro says Barr misled the American people and he should resign or face impeachment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's more warnings as the measles outbreak continues to grow. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The nationwide measles outbreak hit an alarming milestone as the number of cases hit a 25-year high. The CDC is saying 78 new cases were reported over the last week. This brings this year's totals to 704 in 22 states. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narlu explains when your child should be vaccinated.
So the first dose should come between 12 and 15 months, the second dose between 4 and 6 years old. The CDC just said if, for the summer, if you're going to be traveling abroad, even if you have an infant that's 6 to 11 months, you can get one dose at that point. And if they're over 12 months and you're going to be traveling, you can get two doses separated by about 28 days.
The doctor also says...
And, you know, Secretary Azar said yesterday that this suffering is completely avoidable. Unfortunately, most of us haven't seen what can be severe consequences of the measles. Mm-hmm. One out of four hospitalized, one out of 20 with pneumonia, one out of 1,000 can develop encephalitis, which is swelling of the brain that can lead to permanent brain damage, and one or two out of 1,000 can die.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Mixed markets on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 38 points. The S&P 500 up 2 to a new record high. And the NASDAQ fell 66 points. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.